the restriction policy for individuals who are believed to be responsible for or complicit in undermining the democratic process during the elections this past June. The value of doing a program like this is it can be incredibly targeted, as opposed to something broad against the government of Sierra Leone or something that affects the people of Sierra Leone. This is specifically targeting people who we believe were involved in undermining the democratic process in Sierra Leone.
Mm. And the categorization of this ban, it's not quite specific. So who are those that are on the list of that visa ban?
Yeah, I know that's a question that everyone has been asking. And the under U.S. law, individual visa records are confidential. So we can't provide details on who exactly is affected by this. I will also say that this is the announcement of a policy, and so additional names can be added to the list of people who are subject to this visa restriction if additional information comes out later down the road. But what I can say is that this policy will apply to individuals who are involved in manipulation of vote results, intimidation of voters and civil society organizations, election observers, people who threaten physical violence or other activity that undermines Sierra Leone's democratic process. The policy can also affect certain family members of those who are found ineligible.
And speaking about family members, some of those people that this visa ban might be targeting, some of them already have families abroad. Some of them, their kids are probably U.S. citizens. How are you going to deal with their own cases?
Well, a U.S. citizen, you can't reject any possibility for them to travel to the U.S. But if anyone who is affected by this policy already has a U.S. visa, then that visa will be revoked, and we will let them know. If someone is traveling to the U.S. and applying for it, then they'll see that they have the visa ban already. This doesn't apply to people who already are U.S. citizens or live in the U.S. because we don't U.S. citizens don't need visas, and this is a visa policy.
Okay, and later this month we'll be having the UN General Assembly. Will our president and some of his cabinet ministers be allowed to attend? I mean, in the light of what you've just announced.
Well, as I've said, we can't confirm who all is on the list. I do know that there are possibilities if it's deemed necessary to give waivers to people with visa ineligibilities. In cases in the past, not specific to Sierra Leone, but in cases in the past, it has been possible to get people who would otherwise not be eligible for a U.S. visa a waiver to attend a specific function like the U.N., but that's determined on a case-by-case basis and based on the best interests of the United States. So, again, I can't confirm or deny who's on the list, but if it is deemed necessary, waivers can be made for specific purposes of travel.
And at what point will this policy be reversed? What does Sierra Leone need to do?
So there's not a timeline for reversal. I think once someone has been determined ineligible for a visa, that can stay on the file for quite a long time. It can also stay on the file for the length of that person's life. Sierra Leone, this is not against Sierra Leone or the government of Sierra Leone. This is against certain individuals.
And now there are a lot of apprehensions for people who are students or business people. Will consular services still consider them eligible for visas?
Well, if they were not involved in undermining the democratic process in Sierra Leone, they have nothing to worry about. So this is really focused on people who were undermining the democratic process, were involved in manipulation or vote results. This has no effect on your average Sierra Leonean citizen who's just going about their life and wants to visit the U.S. or travel. So it is a very targeted program. It is not against all Sierra Leoneans. It's only against certain specific individuals.
All right. Thanks a lot for talking to us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right.
Have a good one.
All right. na Sarah Van Horn, Public Affairs Officer na the U.S. Embassy here in Freetown. We just made a talk to you about the categorization of people with a Bangefo effect. And like I say, they didn't give us any names, and so we don't know. But some people might just find it surprising when they arrive in the U.S. and then their visa just, or when they apply for go and then they reject their visa. That is when some people will know, oh, I'm on the list or I'm not on the list. So this is it. So Kelvin, just listen to that.